All right. Thanks, y'all, for coming out. So I'm going to read one poem from the Chaplet Mix Hit mixtape. And when I found out I was reading here, I kind of was, like, spiritually obligated, I guess, to read this poem. Malcolm Mistite Curet Alonso at Hemingway's Cafe, Pittsburgh. And of course, I don't recognize him at first. By which I mean he looks like any other brother sipping on something hard in this bar. The only reason I notice him is the tints of white and gray in his beard and eyebrows. Until I look a little closer and see it's really bits of bone speckled over on his face. And I lean in a little closer. Can hear him humming notes from Maello, El Conde, La Lupe, Cheo, all tunes he wrote. And so I sit next to him, order two more of what he's ordered. And when I take a sip, all I taste is molasses, but the more I drink, the more I can hear him. Two sips and the hum is louder. Three and I can hear lyrics. Four and a whole ocean starts to sway with each tune. Every note becomes driftwood, piecing itself back together into a boat. And I get to the bottom of the glass, but instead of leftover ice, there are iron rot chains. And I want to jerk my body away, but I still feel this ocean swaying all through my nerves, and he's looking back at me, so I order two more drinks instead. And we keep drinking, and I'm all seasick, but he sits steady. And I try to ask Don Tite, why are you doing this, but the words come out all slurred and dizzy. And the ceiling starts spinning. And his songs start pounding around my skull, and as I'm about to fall off my stool, he grabs my arm. Says, ¿Entiendes, mijo? This is what it means to channel the ancestors. This is how your body becomes theirs. Can you handle it? All that sloshing in the pit of your stomach. All right, so I'm going to read three poems from the forthcoming full length. My bruises kept singing purple. This first one is titled El Conde Sings Baba Hila. Baba Hila is actually a song written by Tite Curet Alonso, sung by Pete El Conde Rodriguez, and it details the selling of an African child into slavery in colonial Puerto Rico or possibly somewhere else within the Antilles. El Conde sings Baba Hila. Every breath I swallow is another specter, corpse compressed into my lungs until I spit it back out in song. Guarachal means trumpet bodies out of caskets. Corpse compressed into my lungs, reminder someone will spit me out one day. Guarachal means trumpet bodies out of caskets, and what's a casket but the back of a mouth? Reminder someone will spit me out one day. Have you ever heard a Prieto sing? Wonder what's a casket but the back of a mouth? Place where every suena rests? Have you ever heard a Prieto sing? Every breath I swallow is another specter. Place where every suena rests until I spit it back out in song. Next poem is titled Orpheus as El Incomprendido, written after a song, Ismael Rivera's interpretation of the song Incomprendido, kind of cheating but playing around with the golden shovel form, so the end words of each line come together to make the opening line of the song. Yo creo que voy solito a estar cuando me muera, he sido el incomprendido, ni tú ni nadie me ha querido tal como soy. Orpheus as El Incomprendido, after Ismael Rivera. Voice scratching itself out my throat, tearing the air. Yo sé esa agonía, yo sé perder, and this is pain, that I believe the voice to boil the air into molasses. Melaza que ahoga, drowns the vocal cords, cursed with such sweet. I'm going to sing all sugar, cavity the ears of any who won't leave me solito, pobrecito, pobre diablo, quien reza por mí. this pain. Estar enamorado. Smitten by the honey dripping down my own chin when I sing. Run off of each thick note. Only thing I have to sustain me. Reminding me I've always known how this ends. How I die. With a song caught in the middle of my throat. All the sound I have reversing through the air. A symphony of molasses bent backwards into the voice box. This clogged larynx forever concert. Choral reckoning forever on repeat. Fate of any sonero incomprendido. To drown forever in the sugar of their own voice. Azúcar que no ni satisface ni alimenta. All in search of the perfect song, canción que tú no puedes imaginar, canción that finally reaches the sun without the agony of this voice dissolving back into the ocean of my body, broken so no one can re-solidify it, melody lost forever in my spit. Tell me, is there any torture worse than to lose a song like this body has? No desamor. No traición, no lágrima, or falsely uttered querido could ever equate to the voice abandoning invention. This tall noise having no end, floating past sky. I'll tell you what it's like to bubble the air molasses. Nadie me quiere la dulzura que soy. Poem in which Marcus Stroman addresses Puerto Rico on the issue of its puertorriqueñidad, revolving around a line from Tato Laviera. Call me a traitor, but I prefer island. Like you, distant pebble in the sea. Memory is the ocean I have to cross. The pain of this necessary voyage. Too many graves call for my bones. I understand that hope is fragile, but I'd rather not assign politics to a fastball. The bat splinters the same no matter my jersey. The ball stitches still callous my fingers. That is the only purity I know. How these battered hands remind me rebelling against the mob of stars took me nowhere. These battered hands remind me rebelling is the only purity. I know how the ball stitches still callous my fingers. The bat splinters the same no matter my jersey. But I'd rather not assign politics to a fastball. I understand that hope is fragile. But too many graves call for my bones. The pain of this necessary voyage. Memory. The ocean. I have to cross you. Distant pebble in the sea. Call me a traitor, but I prefer island. And then one more poem, a little newer. Lately, I've been thinking a lot about my relationship to Puerto Rico, where my dad is from, particularly after Hurricane Maria. I've never been to the island. I don't really know my Puerto Rican family that well. And so it's causing me to question sort of what it means to claim Puerto Rico with that relationship in mind. La Borinqueña, Lamento Borincano, and Yo Soy de Aquí are all the same song. And I suppose I'm still caught up in the same question. What does it mean to be from a place I'm not really from? I suppose I have no room left for anthems. ¿Qué carajo even is an anthem with no nations to claim? What's a tombstone when no graveyard will swallow your bones? When the flesh and tissue refuse to dissolve around them? What is homeland when you're forced to wander? Thirst when you're left to the ocean's swelling throat? I cry patria, but my throat closes in around the sound. I scream Borinquen, but can't decide if it's in rebellion, agony, or pride. They all sound the same to me these days. There are no context clues anymore. Just this tightness in my pulse. just this nation crowding my chest. Pero coño, where else am I supposed to put it? How else do you carry a music you're not supposed to have, but by burying it so deep you mistake its tremor for your own heartbeat? Thank you.